The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Dear Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've done an episode of The Gays, but y'all, this one was pre-recorded when Big Fatty was over there in the Hawaiian.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3619 of the BFO for Monday the 20th of December 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, as I mentioned at the beginning, y'all, we've got an episode of The Gays, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is traveling. I am traveling. Y'all heading to the Hatlanta as I'm recording this on Friday and pre-recorded from when the Nip and I were over there in the Hawaiian. But y'all, traveling to the Hatlanta, y'all, I just didn't know if I was going to make it back to the villa on Sunday evening, or if I was just gonna have an extra eggnog and stay with my brother and come back on Monday. So y'all, it's just it's a crapshoot, Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about your crap. But y'all, on a serious note, I got this word late on Thursday evening, and I don't. Most of you probably already know about it, but y'all, you know Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere, her husband Bob, who has come to the Pride 48 before, y'all evidently sometime last week, y'all, this was on the Metaspace, but sometime last week he had a heart attack and was hospitalized, and the last thing I saw that Moose sent to me said that he was doing okay. But y'all, I don't have any more details than that. But y'all, keep Christina and Bob in your thoughts. Send them some good thoughts, and maybe send them a little message or something, and let them know that the Pride 48 community is here for them. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. Now, y'all, I'm like I said, in the Hatlanta, and but y'all sat down with Woody and with Patrick, and y'all had this conversation. Y'all, it's been a long time since we've done The Gays, and y'all, you can tell that we're all sharing one microhoist, because the sound quality, y'all, it's not quite up to that of the BFO. It's more like the sound quality of the mix.
Dear Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've done an episode of The Gays, but y'all, this one was pre-recorded when Big Fatty was over there in the Hawaiian. And y'all, I'm here today with our host in the Hawaiian. Y'all, we're here with Patrick and Woody. Say hi, Patrick and Woody.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Howdy.
Howdy. Let's just do a little background. How the hell do you know Big Fatty? That means that's where you talk. It's an audio podcast. Mm-hmm. You just can't look at me. Y'all, he looked at me like, I don't know how I know you.
Where'd you come from?
My life flashed before my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So back in, good Lord, back in the 1990s.
Oh, last century.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was at the coal mine. And,
at the coal mine.
I was a lost little sheep and had Uncle Sam kind of guide me.
Who?
To Uncle Samuel.
Who?
Oh,
Big
know.
Fatty.
That's
okay.
Right. Yes, right. The big star in the sky.
Uh-huh. All right. So anyway, so, and y'all, I didn't know Patrick until, it feels like moments ago. And Patrick?
Yeah, I just met, well, I mean, of course, through Hillbilly 2000.
Right.
And we've just been so excited for you guys to get here, you and the Nip. And
boy, has he been disappointed. But anyway,
we've had a great week.
Woody and Patrick, they're lovey-dovey. Y'all, young love is, y'all, it's just nauseating is what it is. But, you know, especially to an old fart like Big Fatty, y'all, they're just like, oh, and I say that with love, okay? And y'all, you can just see it in their eyes, and they don't even know they're doing it sometimes. It's just so natural, and it's obvious that these two were meant to be together. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, so y'all have just recently gotten together. So give us a little background on all of that.
Well, I'm the grand doctor, as you call it. But
yes. So, now, who grand doctored whom?
So I was grand doctored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all, let me just say one thing. When I asked that question, Patrick's eyes just lit up, and he got a big old smile on his face when I asked that question. So go ahead.
Yeah. I was grand doctored, and then like a week of. It was what, about a week, yeah?
And that brings?
Just gone back and forth, and then we're like, oh, let's meet at the beach park. So we brought our puppies, because, you know, we all like the four-legged children.
Right.
And we went to the beach park. And then while we're at the beach park, you know, my car got locked in the beach park parking lot.
Y'all, they were meant to be. They were incarcerated on their first meeting.
We were cuffing season early.
What?
Cuffing season early.
What is cuffing season?
It's the winter. You know, we have to go in and you start looking for a little boo, so you call it the cuffing season.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Maybe a separate show on that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Does it always include dogs?
Well, yeah. And so, you know, I couldn't get to my car, so I had to stay the first night.
Oh, you hate it when that happens.
Oh, it was
so
terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. But you know, you've got a nice sofa that I'm sure Patrick enjoyed resting on or lounging on that evening. Mm-hmm. And I assume the puppy dogs got along fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Koa. My lab.
Spell Koa's name.
K-O-A.
K-O-A. Yeah. That's not Campgrounds of America, okay? It's
no, it means warrior in Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
A warrior or a warrior?
Warrior.
Because I'm the warrior.
As opposed to Woody, who is the worrier. But, so anyway, y'all, they've been preparing. Been preparing like, y'all, they've been running around like heads with the chickens cut off, getting ready for us coming to visit. And would you like to just give an update on what all that entailed?
Well, your room, the Aloha Suite, which I hope you find to be close to being built to one.
It's perfect because the Nip was in there by himself because you know, y'all, as it was stated one night during the trip. They weren't Patrick and Woody heard this noise and they didn't know what it was. What was it?
It was just deep vibration coming from another room.
Oh. Deep vibration.
Was it from my room?
I think it was from the Nip.
Okay. All right. So anyway, but and y'all, they've been getting everything together. They've got they've got a flock tree. They flocked their tree. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, But it's gorgeous. Y'all, it's their first Christmas together. Y'all need to get an ointment for that.
We do. Have all of those are our new ointments.
Oh, okay.
We need to put one with our name on it or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, these are all new for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got those little red flowers at the Dole plantation.
Yeah, right? The hibiscus ones.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hibiscus, that's it. And Patrick, highlights of, I don't know that there were any highlights of our trip here to the Hawaiian, but...
there were so many highlights.
Oh!
I mean, we still didn't hit up the Bishop Museum, though.
Oh, tell us about the Bishop Museum.
Well, the Bishop Museum is where they house all the Native Hawaiian artifacts.
Oh! And y'all, Patrick is not a native Hawaiian.
No.
Y'all, he's born down there. Phoenix Dave will know all about this. Y'all, he's born in Red Stick.
Louisiana, the bayous. But I've been here since, 15 years almost.
And how did you end up getting here?
I came to visit and was like, I'll stay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And not just you want to have your body art to represent
everything.
All the hula, the Hawaii islands.
Yeah, you fell in love with Hawaii.
You know,
it's not just beaches; it's culture and it's a beautiful place to be.
And Woody. Well, you didn't come here for Woody, because
But he's staying here for me.
But
he comes for me.
Huh?
He comes for me a lot.
He comes for you.
Yeah.
Ah. Big Fatty there is vulgar as you. And y'all, that's Squeaky Ducky. Big Fatty. What do you want people to know about you?
I don't know. I have the patience of that train. I would have waited for that train probably.
Would you?
At the Dole Plantation, if we didn't have the
luau.
The luau.
Right.
And
that's what do you think of the Big Island?
Oh, so what did I think about the Big Island? So it was obviously my bucket list. So you had given me your bucket list items before you got here.
Right.
Which was
the luau.
Luau and the Christmas lights. And we had to ruin the trip by not doing the Christmas lights.
Ruin the curtain, y'all.
We tried to do it twice.
Twice.
And
twice.
It's failed.
Failed.
But my bucket list was being able to see the volcano, and we were able to go to the Big Island, where the only active, currently erupting volcano exists in the United States. So that was very cool.
Yes.
To see somebody else off-gassing besides Big Fatty.
Right. And Corey, I think one of your highlights over on the Big Island was the Black Sand Beach.
Absolutely. I love the beach. And then while we were there, there were the honus out, the Hawaiian green sea turtles. And they were just laying up, basking in the sun.
Y'all, tell the story about how the sea turtles...
when they hatch, and they make their way back into the ocean if they happen not to get eaten.
Oh!
And they grow, and it takes about, 25 years for them to mature up enough to come back up on the beach and finally relax after 25 years of just swimming and eating. Which is why we always want to give them space, let them come up on the beach and relax and not harass and corral them.
And y'all, the most amazing part of all that is they come back to the same beach they were born on.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I can't imagine. I mean, that is truly instinct. I mean, it is... born in, and y'all, the turtles, the area they were resting in was marked off with these rocks and everything that had obviously been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just proved that they come exactly back to where they were born.
They know exactly where to go.
So, and the black sand was truly amazing.
And why is it black again?
It just hasn't matured enough to... are bleached enough to become white sand yet. It's all new on that side of the island, right? It's the most recent lava flow, so it's all lava rock that's recently crushed by all the waves. So it's just finally getting to become sand. In the next generation's lifetime, maybe they'll see it turn to white, but as of now, it's still
black. And now, are there lots of black sand beaches, or...?
No, there's only a few on the Big Island, but I think two on the Big Island. There's one on Maui, But here on Oahu, everything is all nice white sand beaches.
And your public service announcement about all those are different islands, right? So
correct, yeah. Eight islands.
So you were just talking about three different islands just then.
Yeah. Maui, Hawaii Island, and Oahu. Here in Honolulu.
So, you know, planning for this trip, like we planned what I felt was necessary to get to your bucket list. Uh-huh. And this was like a once in a generation thing happened while you're here. You had the floods that were the first, I think before you were born or the year you were born. So,
right.
You know, that was the most rain we have seen, 14 inches all over. So that ruined all of our plans, hence why no lights.
When Big Fatty comes to some place, you expect ruination. So anyway, go ahead.
And then the other highlight, you know, again, we had a plan to deviate from, but for you to go to Pearl Harbor, I couldn't go because I was working that day, but for y'all to go the day after December 7th was, I think, kind of cool on the 80th anniversary, but to see the Senator Inouye, who's had so much influence for building the airport here, for the infrastructure, to have the new Navy ship christened right there where
right.
we were that day, I thought was pretty...
Yeah, that was...
I couldn't have planned that.
So. No.
No, so that part was cool.
Not.
So there's offsets to going off to the plan, even though that drives us crazy.
And y'all, even if you go off the plan, you're still in Hawaii.
This is true.
And what is one thing you don't want people to know about Hawaii because it is so special to you that you don't want it to be... overrun
broadcast
tourists.
On a podcast.
Do what now?
One thing that we want people to know is I want people to come here and get out of Waikiki. Like, don't expect to have the Hawaiian experience at a hotel in Waikiki.
Right. I agree with that.
Definitely come here, get out, go around the island, check out different things, and learn a little bit.
So, you know, it's an island, so it's commonly referred to island time here or aloha time, but what's the... For me, very special about Hawaii that, like most islands, is that you'll be able to experience the sunrise and the sunset with the ocean being the horizon in the same day if you get up early enough and get to the other side of the island. And I think that just causes this moment of introspection and being present that we often don't do when you're, you know, looking at your phone like the nip here, or you're trying to rush to your next, you know, appointment that you need to get to for
right.
whatever. So I like that about being here. So.
And the worst part about Hawaii is that we were your first visitors.
No. I'm glad you're our first visitors.
Okay.
This is the four generations here, so I love it.
Oh, yes, y'all. Yeah. I've been reminded of that. We've got someone here that was born in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. So I'm the old fart, and Patrick is the baby.
And the people who understand themselves the most are the 80s and the 50s.
Right. Exactly. Well, I don't know. The 60s and the 70s, they speak the same. Oh, the Nippus has sent me a message saying he is not allowed to talk on this. And he's right. So anyway, I just want to say... And the Nip can speak now and confirm this, but it was an absolute wonderful visit. Oh, Dick, I see. And we could not have asked for better hosts, and you two are just, y'all are just sickeningly perfect for each other. And I say that with love. Because it's true. It's just... Anything you want to say? Okay, he's not allowed to talk. So, y'all, if I knew that's all it took. So, anyway, thank you again. And enjoy your time together once we're the hell out of here. So, thanks for being on the Gage Boys.
Thank you.
Aloha!
Aloha!
Oh, that's a big, fatty, wavy leg.
And y'all, I will be back on two, I say, Tuesday with a recap of the weekend to include the Podcasters of America dinner, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.